Hey everyone, Jeff Hammer, the Law of Attraction Coach. Welcome to our podcast. Today, let's talk about attracting $1 million. So stick around. It's funny. I have so many people tell me, I want to be rich. I want $1 million. When I ask why, they say things like, I don't know. Or maybe, I hate my job, I don't want to work anymore. Or possibly, so I can do good things and give money away. See, with this last one, they're bargaining, trying to get an edge. They're telling the universe, if I get rich, I'm going to do lots of good things. Now, if they're doing good things now, it's believable. But our actions today speak louder than our words. I can remember the minister in church saying, do you think it's easier to put $20 in the offering plate or $20,000? You know, we don't bargain with the law of attraction. This is a universal principle. It works. We ask and believe it. We receive it. The next question I'll ask someone is, how rich do you want to be? Again, I get answers like, I don't know, or rich enough to buy anything I want. So let me get this straight. You don't really know specifically what you want to do with the money, and you don't know specifically how much money that is. Guess what? You're today getting what you want. You've asked for nothing specifically, and you're getting it. Nothing. Here's the thing. We can use the law of attraction to manifest anything in our life, including money, any amount of money. But let's be realistic here. If you're living paycheck to paycheck now, what makes you think you have the consciousness necessary to manifest $1 million? Quit asking for things you don't even believe are possible. If you shoot a rocket of desire up for $1 million, it'll just fizzle out. You don't even believe it's possible. Now, when I say a rocket of desire, I'm talking about a thought, a belief, maybe even an affirmation you're repeating. These are all rockets of desire. We shoot them up daily in everything we think. You know, as an internet entrepreneur and a guy that's earning high six figures annually with websites I've developed, I get asked a lot of, how can I do what you're doing? Or I want to make 50 or 100,000 per month. Great, you can. How much are you earning now? 30,000 per year. And so the story goes. Do you see the disconnect here? The guy is earning 30,000 and wants to manifest $1 million. Now, how about shooting some rockets of desire up about manifesting an extra $500 or $1,000 per month? That would be huge. An extra $6,000 or $12,000 for a guy that's making 30 grand. And then build from there. Listen, it won't do any good to have these types of grandiose ideas, because when they don't happen, it's too easy to let yourself off the hook. You didn't think it would happen anyway, so no loss. Let's be realistic. Let's start with some realistic thoughts, desires, rockets. And as we manifest those into our life, we prove to ourselves the law of attraction works. And we build our own confidence in realizing, yes, I can manifest whatever I want in my life. You can manifest that $1 million. You see, when we ask, the law of attraction instantly answers. But our vibration has to be such that this vibration can move in the direction of this answer and manifest as physical form. This stuff works. You know, these rockets of desire I talk about are much like the written goals we're encouraged to write out for the new year. Now, over the years, I've been told by dozens of different sales trainers and motivational gurus, shoot for the moon. Write down your goals. Now multiply them by 10. Whatever you believe is possible, you know, you can do it. It's a disservice. We get jacked up, we write them down, we read them, we even set affirmations around them. And then typically they never happen. And then we lose confidence and our life remains the same. Stop that insanity. Let's launch and manifest just one realistic thought that will manifest for you. Not just building your confidence in the process, but making positive change in your life. You know, when I was a young man, I worked in the navigation department of a U.S. Navy nuclear aircraft carrier. Part of my job was to steer the ship. I was the master helmsman. So without going into too much detail, if I turned the ship's steering wheel just 1 degree to the left, we're talking just a quarter inch turn. Over time, that slight change could put us thousands of miles off course. Listen, small changes can have massive effects in our life. So I leave you with this question. What rocket of desire will you launch today?